You're listening to SBS News. The Queen's annual Christmas address contained an underlying message about the importance of small steps in creating major change. To impart that message, she referred to this year's 50th anniversary of putting man on the moon.
As a child, I never imagined that one day a man would walk on the moon. Yet this year we mark the 50th anniversary of the famous Apollo 11 mission. Millions of us sat transfixed to our television screens as we watched Neil Armstrong taking a small step for man and a giant leap for mankind, and indeed for womankind. It's a reminder for us all that giant leaps often start with small steps.
The Queen's annual message always contains a religious element, and this year she spoke of how the teaching and example of Jesus Christ showed the world how small steps taken in faith and hope can overcome long-held differences and deep-seated divisions to bring harmony and understanding. She said that while many try to follow in his footsteps, it's not always an easily trodden path.
The path, of course, is not always smooth, and may at times this year have felt quite bumpy, but small steps can make a world of difference. And as we all look forward to the start of a new decade, it's worth remembering that it is often the small steps, not the giant leaps, that bring about the most lasting change.
The bumpy path of 2019 is being seen as reference to Brexit and the criticism Prince Andrew received after a disastrous interview with the BBC where he defended his friendship with the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The Queen recognised the ongoing concern and debate over climate change by paying tribute to younger people for what they did in 2019.
The challenges many people face today may be different to those once faced by my generation. But I have been struck by how new generations have brought a similar sense of purpose to issues such as protecting our environment and our climate.
In his Christmas Day message, Pope Francis prayed for a softening of stony and self-centered hearts to help end injustice in the world. He appealed for peace in many of the world's hotspots, singling out the crises in the Middle East, Venezuela and Lebanon, as well as armed conflicts ravaging many African countries. He called for a resolution to the crisis in Lebanon, where he hoped for a return to harmonious coexistence.
May Christ bring his light to the many children suffering from war and conflicts in the Middle East and in various countries of the world. May he bring comfort to the beloved Syrian people who still see no end to the hostilities that have rent their country over the last decade.
Those messages came a day after many Australians had already marked Christmas. Boxing Day in Australia is synonymous with shopping, sailing and cricket. The Australian Retailers Association is predicting Australian shoppers will spend $2.5 billion in the post-Christmas retail sales period. Although Executive Director Russell Zimmerman says it's clear a lot of shopping was done in the November sales events.
I think the big difference this year was the Black Friday, Cyber Monday sales. We know that there was a big increase on the Black Friday sales particularly. We don't know how that will impact on Boxing Day.
The Chief Executive of the Tourism and Transport Forum, Margie Osmond, says these days most people do a mix of online and in-store shopping, and the latter is still popular.
The vast bulk of people now do a mix, but there is no doubt it's something like 36% across the country who would prefer just wholly and solely to go to bricks and mortar, that these sorts of shops are here to stay. And it is all about the experience when you come shopping that makes it a great thing to do on holidays.
Which is what these bargain hunters were doing today at Parramatta.
I could find a million things I'd like, but too much money now.
We got a watch. It cost us like $900, but the original price was $1,600. So that's a huge saving for us.
This year marks the 75th Sydney to Hobart yacht race, and while it started without a bushfire smoke haze, The Weather Bureau's forecaster, Gabrielle Woodhouse, warned participants reduced visibility could still be an issue in the next few days.
There are some large fires through the ranges, through eastern parts of Victoria, which has been leading to some thicker smoke. It's been mostly kept over land. But when we see those northwesterly winds shifting westerly, you could see some smoke haze coming down across the Bass Strait, which may affect you.
And the New Zealand cricket team and its fans relished the fact that the team was back at the Melbourne Cricket Ground on Boxing Day for the first time in 32 years. Some Kiwi fans decided to boo Australia's Steve Smith as he took to the crease, and some even waved what looked like sandpaper, a reminder of Smith's role in the infamous sandpaper scandal. Greg Dyett, SBS News.